Surprise, bordering on stunned. That describes the general reaction to yesterday's announcement regarding the imminent retirement of DuPont CEO and chairwoman Ellen Kullman. Joining me with perspective on the sudden change at the helm is Charles Elson, director of the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. Professor Elson, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
And good to be with you.
Take it back for us. Ellen Kullman was apparently an icon in the first state even before being named DuPont's first female chief executive in 2009. Tell us about her career spanning more than a quarter century with DuPont.
Well, she is a Wilmington native. She and her husband both started together at DuPont and both worked their way up. And it was nice to see someone who came from the state, grew up in the state, running the home state company.
Talk about some of the changes while she was at the helm.
The big problem with DuPont was it was a company that was an icon, an American icon, and their business shifted. When she arrived, it was in the middle of the question of where was it going. They had pharmaceuticals, which they had gotten rid of. There were certain specialty chemicals that they were in. It was a business that was a conglomeration of a lot of different lines of business that had grown up historically with the company. And as certain lines appeared to age, they attempted to expand into other areas. And it was really trying to figure out what it was going to do. It was also an old line company with old line cost structures. And that was a problem as you know the world moved forward. And she walked into a company that was in question, not survival, but in question as to where it was going to go. And she also walked in during the financial crisis, which put huge pressure on any sort of large-scale organization. It weathered the crisis, but it never quite figured out, at least to the satisfaction of the marketplace, as to what it was going to be. And according to Nelson Peltz, that's why he invested. Nelson Peltz is a very savvy investor who is tremendously respected in Wall Street. He has had great success in the other companies he's invested in and saw change. He came into DuPont and argued that DuPont was undervalued and that changes need to be made, both operationally and strategically. And his proposal was to basically split the company up into different segments, spin them off, and that his theory was that the parts were worth more than the whole. She, on the other hand, believed that the whole was worth more than the parts, though certain parts of the whole needed to go.
If I'm hearing you correctly, is it fair to make the assessment that Kullman then was on the losing end of the Peltz proxy war?
Yeah, she won, but she lost because she only won by, you know, basically 2%. It was 52-48. After that, she was under tremendous pressure. 48% of her holders, large holders, were not happy with the way things were going. And that meant she had pressure to deliver. Given where obviously the stock price is now, at least the market believed that she didn't deliver.
An interim has been named, and is it known whether that acting person at the helm will enact a new strategy?
Ed Breen was appointed as acting CEO. Ed Breen had been head of Tyco. Tyco was a complete mess, and he sold off pieces, parts of it, re-engineered it, and turned it into quite a successful operation. Very talented, very respected.
To what extent will the change in players at the helm make a difference for the hundreds and thousands of employees of DuPont?
Well, it depends on the direction they take the company. If Breen decides that certain units need to be spun off or shed, it will have quite an impact. There will probably be some cutbacks. I think in the end, the question is, for everyone, will the company be a healthier entity when all this is done?
Professor, thanks for helping us make sense of this transition period.
You're very welcome.
Charles Elson is director of the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware.